Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Continuing to see gradually warmer temperatures, although still very comfortable at night at least, and that will continue tonight. But slowly building humidity will mean it gets a little more uncomfortable as we head into the weekend, and temperatures will be flirting with record highs, within a degree or so of record highs for tomorrow and Saturday. The record high is 92. The first alert forecast is 91 degrees, and so it looks like the first official, if you will, 90-degree temperatures of the year coming up over the next few days, which is a little bit earlier than average. And of course, lots more to come in that department. The good news is we do have a cold front on the horizon, at least, which will bring some cooler air for next week. But in the meantime, today, into the upper 80s, the beaches will turn cooler again by late afternoon with the sea breeze. But each day, that sea breeze will be delayed a little bit and not quite as strong, so the beaches will continue to warm as well. And then tomorrow and Saturday, into the lower 90s under partly sunny skies. Good for outdoor weather, outdoor activities, rather, because the weather will be dry. But it is going to be quite warm, above average temperatures. The average is 80 degrees right now. And then as we head into Sunday, the high enough humidity so that when the sea breeze starts to move inland, a few isolated showers develop. And in fact, that could even happen tomorrow and Saturday, but very isolated. We're not looking at widespread, and in most cases, we're not looking at significant rainfall. Then the cold front arrives Sunday night, and with that, a better chance for showers. It looks to be primarily after dark for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, so a good part of your weekend is dry. And then those showers will linger into especially Monday morning before diminishing and shifting more to the south and east in the afternoon. More importantly, much cooler. High temperatures don't get out of the 70s on Monday, so much lower temperatures, but a nice break from the unseasonable warmth of the next few days. And we continue to see lowering pollen numbers, with the latest numbers in from Edward Waters University continuing to show that we are well past the peak of our pollen season. Doesn't mean there's no pollen at all, of course. It's still a lot of blooms out there, but at least some significant improvement. In the Burrish blog, I've updated it for the average first date of 90 degrees, and I mentioned it yesterday that the earliest on record is March 10th, so we're at least not anywhere close to that. The average is April 25th, so we'll be about a week earlier than average or so over the next couple of days if we hit 90. The long-term average, which goes back to 1871, is May 5th, so a little bit early. Earth Day is on Monday. Some of the activities locally posted in the Burrish blog, and also some interesting weather and JEA numbers from the solar eclipse a week ago Monday. That's in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.